A long time ago, in a Star Wars nerd's home far, far away.
Time for a little surprise.
You have need of my skill?
Breach that door!
Hello and welcome back to Mandalore the Esquire's Tales, Legends, and Theories on the Go. If this is your first time here, well, hello, I am Mandalore the Esquire, also known as Michael Joseph. It's been a really wild ride, you guys, and it's been some time since the last episode, I understand that. So in many ways, I'm going to treat this as a re-inaugural episode to this podcast. And with that comes with many exciting podcast announcements. First and foremost, if it's not already clear, we have intros. We got new intros for our podcast, and that's what you need. And with that, obviously, comes new outros. And you're going to hear that in a little bit. And I know to some of my listeners who have been here since the beginning, well, first off, thank you for being here. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your comments and your suggestions. If you are curious where I've been for the last almost a year, stick around after the outro for a little bonus segment where I get a little personal and just talk about where I've been, what I've been up to, how I'm doing. I'm doing all right. Little spoiler. I'm doing all right, and I am very happy to be back. But if you just want to get more, you know, step away from the Star Wars aspect of this podcast and hear a little bit more about where I've been, then yeah, stick around and let's just have a little chat. So yeah, that was the first exciting announcement. We have intros and outros made by yours truly. Second of all, we have an official freaking website. Okay, no more of, you know, going to Anchor or having that Tumblr page that I had set up. Don't judge, okay? I'm very new to this. Still new to this after a year of doing it, but I'm, like I said, I'm super excited for the future. You can find my new dedicated webpage on Podpage. They are not an official sponsor of this episode, but I gotta give them props, guys. They have come through and they have given me a very accessible, very easy to use platform to set up, you know, a dedicated page for this podcast. Through that page, you can talk to me, you can get a newsletter, you can request updates on future episodes, you can even send me emails, and you can send your reviews of this podcast to that webpage. It really streamlines the whole process of me, you know, giving you content you want and you replying to me, telling me what you like, what you'd like to see in the future, what are your thoughts on the podcast, thoughts, suggestions, comments, all of that. Podpage really came through, you guys. So if you are interested in signing up or just looking at the webpage, just seeing what it has to offer, then I highly recommend you go to Podpage. If you if you're listening to me through Apple Podcast or Podtail, I know there's a section that says you can go to the podcaster's webpage. You can just click on that. I've already linked it all up, and that'll take you straight to Podpage, my own dedicated page for this podcast. Or in the alternative, you can just literally type in Mandalore the Esquire's Tales, Legends, and Theories, a Star Wars podcast on your Google browser, and it should take you there. And if not, well, there you go. That's the whole point of the podcast page. So you can tell me, like, hey, you got to link some stuff up. You can just go to the Apple Podcast or Podtail, and you can just click on my webpage. You can also go on Spotify. I'm going to have the link set up in this description and in the overall general podcast description. So there will be no problem with you reaching out to me. And third of all, in terms of exciting announcements, so I know I put out a commercial preview when I made this podcast, and this happened, I think, August of last year, guys. But I still listen to that, and I think in terms of production, besides the intro and outro of this episode, that's probably the most production time I've put into something. And I couldn't help but, you know, just remember that I promised, you know, we're gonna talk about how Batman, if he somehow makes it into the Star Wars universe, you know, what sort of lightsaber color would he have? What lightsaber type would he have? What fighting style would he have? You know, silly, quirky things like that. And you know what? I'm gonna come through, guys. I am gonna make that episode soon. I'm already planning it out, doing some serious research on the fighting styles and lightsaber types, especially with this new publishing endeavor by Lucasfilm and Star Wars and Disney about the High Republic. There are so many new lightsaber types out there, you guys. I could not have timed it any better to make this episode. So we're going to actually address some of those episodes I mentioned in my podcast trailer, including what would happen if Padme went with Anakin on Mustafar. What if he managed to convince her to go with him? And, you know, how would episode 3 play out from there on? And I guess that also entails a discussion of what exactly would Anakin have to do or say to convince Padme to go with him. So stick around for that episode. And I also know I talked about legends and histories and just doing basic read-throughs of Star Wars lore for some of us who are not yet very acquainted with the lore. Don't worry, I'm here. I'm going to walk you through the Star Wars lore, both canon, out of canon, just so you can have a basic understanding of Star Wars. And on top of that, there's just a lot of new things coming out, you guys. Star Wars and Disney are really firing on all cylinders right now. I mean, there is some question as to whether the sequel trilogy, you know, if it really hit all the right spots, but with High Republic coming out, Star Wars The Eclipse being recently announced in the Video Game Awards 2021, and Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic remake being announced, it's just a great freaking time to be a Star Wars fan, you guys. Also, as of the time of this writing, last week, Charles Soule released Star Wars Crimson Rain, just a little comic series that came out. And in there, Kira, Solo's girlfriend from Star Wars Solo, a Star Wars story from the movie, Kira, she's still alive. She is still the head of the Black Sun criminal syndicate. And she name drops Prince Sizor? There's some dispute as to how to pronounce that. But the legendary character from Legends, Prince Sizor, was name-dropped. And it's only a matter of time, guys, that we're going to see him. So we'll have a brief nerd-out discussion about Prince Sizor in the coming future. And lastly, you guys, exciting announcement. As you can tell from the intro and outro, I put some time into that. Am really upping the production value of this podcast. Like I said, if you're interested in what happened these last few months, you can stick around. But basically, I am making this a commitment. I have, you know, things in my personal life have settled to the point where I'm happy, I'm stable, I'm settled, and now I can take this podcast seriously. This is the beginning of a new chapter of this podcast, and with that is going to come commitment, and that you're going to see that commitment come in the form of weekly episodes. Okay, I'm going to do my absolute best to give you at least one new episode a week. So you're going to get a new theory, you're going to get a new tale of Star Wars lore, canon lore, you're going to get quirky things from me, and we're going to have just brief, you know, but fun discussions about a galaxy far, far away, because that's what we're all here for. I know this isn't as, you know, fine-tailored or as professional as, say, Eckhart's Ladder or Star Wars Theory from YouTube, but it doesn't have to be. This is just for the common, you know, Star Wars fan nerd who just wants to geek out and talk. And I am setting up some guests to come on the show and just, let's just talk about Star Wars. Let's just have a fun time, right? Because that's what we're here for. That's what it's all about. And with that, really closes out the announcements for this channel, this podcast. I am, like I said, I am super excited to be back, and it's only uphill from here, you guys. it's only uphill. The Revan episode that I was telling you about, the second episode of this podcast, it was the most viewed, most commented on podcast episode until the last episode, the one about Emperor Palpatine. When did he discover Exegol? Apparently that is what people want. Really a cross-sectional analysis of legends and canon and just, you know, analogizing between the two and seeing, you know, where can canon go based on what has come before and what, you know, is necessary, you know, to really, you know, smoothen out what Disney's plans are for Star Wars. You know, there's obviously they can just pull stuff out of nowhere and make good stories, decent stories, but it also makes sense, you know, because Legends, you have a whole plethora, a treasure trove of fantastic stories and characters like Prince Caesar, like I mentioned, who are just sitting there in the background and they will or they ought to be brought back into canon. And apparently that resonated with a lot of people, and to date that is my most viewed episode. And I thank you so much for tuning in. If you heard that, if you haven't heard it, definitely give it a listen. It is the most successful episode thus far. And that's how I knew, ladies and gentlemen, after so many months, that people are still listening and there is still a niche for a podcast like this. And like I said, I'm happy and excited to be back. I am super excited to be back. So with that, we're going to close out this portion of the episode. Thank you for listening. And like I said, if you want to hear where I've been, what I've been doing, have a brief talk about that, and feel free to stick around after the outro. But otherwise, I will see you soon. This is Mandalore the Esquire signing off. Hey there, Mandalore the Esquire has stepped out, and now you're just talking to Michael Joseph. And thank you if you decide to stick around after that new and exciting outro. I hope you like it. If you do, please do tell me, do let me know on the pod page, the new page, or wherever you leave your reviews. I think Apple Podcast still allows you to leave reviews. Go ahead, just let me know what you're thinking. So yeah, as I promised, I said that if you stuck around, you would listen to where I've been, why exactly it's been almost a year since the last episode, and I am gonna deliver on that promise. So if you listen to the very, very, very first episode of this podcast, you know, the original one, not this new inaugural one, I slipped that I light slip that I was a law student. I was going to law school, and that is not an easy thing to do, at least not from the onset. And the thing about it is that, you know, at the time I started this podcast, I was very happy, and I am happy now, but I was at a point in my legal education where I felt like I went over the big hump that was like the first year of law school, right? And that's not to say everything became easy peasy, but I had become used to the necessities of, you know, going to law school and, you know, doing so during an ongoing pandemic. And I just gotten to a point where I was comfortable, and now I was revisiting a lot of the things that I loved doing growing up, which was watching Star Wars, playing video games of Star Wars, and also of other franchises, but definitely Star Wars was there. And I wanted to make a podcast, and as you know, the love of my life, my fiance, was a big motivating factor. She started her own about nursing, and I said, you know what, let me start my own, and let me, you know, just get on recording, you know, and talk to you good people about the things I love, things that I know about. And it was also an experiment, if I'm being real. It was an experiment with myself to see how I could talk extemporaneously, to talk just, you know, off the cuff and just on the fly about things I love, because that's what I'm going to have to do for the rest of my life as an attorney. And I am more than happy to accept that challenge. And I think I'm doing okay. I think I'm doing, if I may say so, I think I'm doing pretty good. But there is a reason why. There's a reason why I stepped away from the mic for some time. And that reason was I had entered the third year of law school, okay? Paradoxically, even though it was the most calm I had ever been in my legal education, and almost any education, if I'm going to be truthful, it was very, very fun, very easy. there was a big storm on the horizon, ladies and gentlemen. There was a big storm coming. And that is called graduating. It is called taking the bar. Well, studying for the bar first, taking the bar, passing the bar, and then finding a job, right? And then trying to find out where I'm going to live, which is, like I said, I was doing great at the time, but then there was like a big, you know, a big force on the horizon that I just needed to prepare to take on. And I knew I could, but it required that I make some sacrifices and that I dedicate my mental faculties to places where they need to be dedicated. So to that end, I dedicated myself to my studies, made sure I got the A's where possible, and, you know, made the contacts I needed to make, where I needed to make contacts. And from there, it was really about just hunkering down on the future, making sure that when I take this big leap of faith, which is called, you know, taking the bar and finding the job, what you're going to be doing, it really requires, you know, commitment on your part. So I am very happy to say that I took the bar, I passed the motherfucker, and I am now a practicing attorney, guys. I am practicing in my field that I have always wanted to practice. I am practicing geographically where I want to practice, and I'm happy. Yeah, I'm finally happy. It paid off. The time to myself to prepare for that struggle, it paid off. And I apologize if you were expecting episodes in the interim. I apologize if you thought something happened to me. I am fine. I am very happy. I just needed some time to myself, guys. That's it. I just needed some time just to make sure that after I take that leap of faith, I will land on both of my feet and just be ready to hit the ground running. So, if you're curious, during that time, I did try to put out episodes. I have like three recorded but unreleased episodes. No production really went into them other than just me speaking. You know, you talk and then you put in the music, you put in the sound effects, you put where you're gonna put the ad. Did you see that I put the ad in the middle of the podcast now? So it's not, you know, just there at the beginning, like, hey, you know, sign up so I can get money. No, it's now in the middle. So there's a lot of like pre-release stuff, but I just couldn't, you know, dedicate time to producing those. But during that time, I started reading Star Wars: The High Republic. You know, I gotta have some connection to the things I love, right? While studying for the bar, and I started reading The High Republic, and then I joined the High Republic subreddit. And when I did that, I became a mod for the subreddit. I was invited to do so. I accepted. Didn't think it was going to be a lot of work. And then this amazing venture happened where we made like this Discord server, and there was like a big wave of negativity online, guys, because the High Republic is a big venture by Star Wars to really, you know, fill in the gap from what happened between the Old Republic and the canon as it begins in episode 1. But aside from like this, you know, addition on the merits to the lore, Star Wars and Disney are adding, you know, more LGBTQ recognition and more, you know, quirky, you know, lightsaber colors and quirky ideas both, you know, in-universe and in a meta context. Very interesting ideas, which in the end, I agree. I like experimenting, and I'm all for representation. But because of that, a good portion of the internet, or at least a loud portion, started, you know, attacking that. And really, there was no opposing side saying, like, hey, knock it off. Like, this is ultimately for the good, and, you know, for so people can better relate to Star Wars and enjoy Star Wars, and so we can get something different, for Christ's sake, you know? Enough with Palpatine being the big baddie. Let's have, you know, a bunch of raiders, non-force users, but intelligent, you know, enemies nonetheless, you know, be the central bad guy for this era of Star Wars. You know, it was very experimental, and I think it's working. So to combat this, this, you know, dark, you know, noise in the internet, we in the mods, we created our own podcast, and we did a few episodes. It was, I think in the end, we'd done like maybe 3 or 4, no more than 5 or 6, and the podcast name is The Temple Runners. And the reason why I was okay doing those podcasts, just making some time to join in on those podcasts, was because I wasn't really doing the production. I really wasn't setting up the site. It was just me chiming in, because again, I love Star Wars. I need an out for Star Wars, and you know, I can put enough of my mental faculties into joining in and just, you know, agreeing and talking about what I've read and all that stuff. That doesn't take too much time, but I think we've since discontinued that, just because everyone's busy. We may do another episode in the future, but I'll do so as a guest of this podcast, and I may even bring them along just to, you know, be guests in this podcast. But point being is that I tried. I honestly tried. I have not forgotten you guys. I have not forgotten this podcast or myself. I needed time, and I am happy to report that I got that time. And it paid off, and I am happy. I am happier than ever. I couldn't be happier with my situation. I couldn't be happier with my fiance, my little dog, my new family, or the people who are going to become part of my new family. This is the happiest I've ever been in my life, guys. And I, you know, when I realized how happy I was, I also realized, like, you know, it's time to go back. It's time to go back to being a regular human being. And doing the things I love, and it's talking about Star Wars and nerding out and geeking out and spreading this love of Star Wars to you guys. So that's what I'm here for. That's what it's all about, and that is my mission going forward. And just honestly, thank you for, if you decided to tune in this far, thank you for listening. And it's been a wild ride, and the ride's going to continue. And if you know me, if you were one of the few people I asked to, you know, that was brave enough to ask, you know, give me a listen, give me your thoughts. If you can just, you know, just listen, tell me where I'm going wrong, what I can do better. You guys helped me out. You guys helped me get started. And I hope I can have you on one day just so I can thank you. And I can't wait to see you all again. Just thank you for being there. Thank you for helping me get started. And this is for you. And most importantly, this is for my fiance. Thank you for helping me get started. Thank you for giving me the courage to talk, to just talk, you know, off the cuff without notes, to talk about something I love, just to talk in general, to get out of my shell. Thank you for inspiring me to do things that at first, if you told me like 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 years ago that I would be doing this, I'd be like, no, I wouldn't do that. Thank you for giving me the courage to do this, honestly. And this is for you. And, you know, heaven forbid if anything happens to me, these are here for you, and you'll know forever in time that this is for you. And thank you guys, honestly, for listening. Thank you for putting up with this. Thank you for listening for this this final portion. And with that, this is Mike Joseph, also known as Mandalore the Esquire, finally signing off for this episode. Thank you again, and take care. May the Force be with you. Bye-bye.